Good morning. They were in the notices for this week. It's home group on the 4th of June, and it's at Avril at Neil's at 7:30. The church cafe is on the 6th of June at 10 a.m. in the church hall, and the craft group at 10 a.m. in the Jubilee Hall. Next Sunday, the 8th of June, Sunday service will be with Jeff Pinniger, and the worship warriors will be at 11 a.m. in the Jubilee Hall. And late notice, hopefully you've got nothing on this afternoon, well, this evening, 6:30 tonight at CLM Church, City Praise and Prayer. So, Carol might have given you one of these, but if you're free, pop along at 6:30 tonight. Thank you. I'd just like to hand over to Bianca as we lead and praise and say thank you for young people.
So, welcome to this morning's service. If you hadn't guessed already, it's this year's youth celebration service this morning. So, I want to start by welcoming you all here. Thank you for coming along. It's nice to see so many of you here, and smiling faces as well on a glorious Sunday morning. The sun's already been shining this morning. So I welcome you here this morning. I'd like to ask you all to join us in our first hymn, which is Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Thank you.
I was hoping that there might have been some young people here at this point to try and help with this next bit, but that's fine. We can go. We can carry on. So we're just going to take a moment now to talk to you about what we've been doing in the Sunday School and as a Worship Warriors team. Obviously, it's been hard. It's been difficult because we've not really had a massive influx of young people here on a Sunday morning, but it's great when we do get them, you know, and it's great to have the chance to meet with them and talk about stories from the Bible, do some crafts and some activities and games, and maybe occasionally sing the odd song or two. We're thankful that we actually have some resources that we can use in the Sunday School. So recently, we've been using some of these big books, especially for the younger ones. So we've got a range of them. So we've got Noah's Ark, Baby Jesus, and Daniel in the Lion's Den, just to name a few. We've got a few more out there as well. So on the odd Sunday morning, depending on who we've had, we've read through those books, and then we've had a bit of time for reflection and asked questions. To see what they remember or what they already know, to, I suppose, test their memory, but also see what they've taken from the story and reflect and pray. Recently, we've actually, over the last couple of weeks, we started looking at the story of creation. Now, because it's such a big story and there's so many elements to it, we thought we'd break it up. So we've only done 2 weeks on it so far. So as you can see from the PowerPoint slide, we have been doing a bit of craft with the... Joyce, do you want to come up and show the actual... Because I don't always... Sometimes I don't feel pictures do it justice, but I know they're not very big, but Joyce is just showing the actual poster-type things that we've been doing with the youngsters. As I say, we're currently looking at the story of creation, and we're breaking it up for them. Last week we looked at land and sea, or
sky and sea.
I rely on Joyce to help me out. Yeah, I couldn't do it on my own, I promise. So they made a little poster with, as you can see, they've split it in half with the big number 2 in the middle. And then we've got one from the previous week as well, where we talked about night and day and the moon and the stars. So again, we put a big number 1 in the middle of the poster and they split it up. And last week they were able to colour in and stick things on it. But we did also do some other crafts the previous week for that one, which involved them, again, cutting and gluing. They had to sort of stick a sun on the day and a moon on the night. And then there's some nice colouring pictures. They seem to love the colouring. There's one in particular who does like using the glue when we get it out occasionally. So we do sometimes have to be careful with that. But they do have a lot of fun. So I'm just going to read some of the bits from... So we also use this big Bible storybook at the moment because some of the youngsters are quite young still. So I'm just going to read a couple of... poems from this that we've used over the last couple of weeks. So we've got, the first one is called God the Maker. This is God's wonderful world. Here is the sun shining so bright that God put in his wonderful world. Here are the silvery moon and stars that God put in his wonderful world. Here is the sea with splashing waves that God put in his wonderful world. Here are creatures which live in the sea that God put in his wonderful world. Here is the sky way up high that God put in his wonderful world. Here are the birds which fly in the sky that God put in his wonderful world. Here is the land with plants and trees that God put in his wonderful world. Here are rain clouds that water the land that God put in his wonderful world. Here are animals big and small that God put in his wonderful world. And here are some people God made to enjoy and look after this world. And then we've got other one that we looked at is called God Makes Light and Sky. At first, there was nothing at all. Then God made a world. God wanted it to be a wonderful place, but everything was dark and empty. God did not want it to stay that way, so God made light. Now there was light and darkness. God looked at what he had made and said, "This is good. I'm glad I made the light." Then God made the sky up above the world, as far as we can see, and more. God looked at what he had made and said, "This is good. I'm glad I made the sky, day and night, the world and the sky." That's the way God made it, and that's the way it is now. It's the world we live in today. God looked at what he had made, and "This is very good," he said. "It will be a good place for people to live when I've finished making my world," and it is. And then I've just got a little Bible verse as well from 1 Timothy 4, and it's verses 4 to 5. "For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer." So let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we can take the time this morning to gather in this place and praise and worship you and celebrate all that is young and old, no matter the age or ability, Lord. We just thank you that we're able to gather together like we are this morning and praise your name and know that you are in this place with us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the wonderful creation that we've had chance to look at with the youngsters the last couple of weeks, and hopefully going forward we can look further into it. And Lord, we just thank you for that amazing creation that you've made for us, that you, all the things you've put on this earth for us to use and enjoy and make use of, Lord. We just pray that you'll help us to use those things, the gifts and the creation, in the right way, Lord. And Lord, we just pray and ask that you bless each and every one of us here this morning, especially the young people who may or may not be able to join us today, Lord. May you be with them and whatever it is that they're doing today. Amen. Amen. As it's a youth celebration, I decided to do something this year. I've asked Helen if she would come and lead some songs with us all. There's some songs that we used to do in the Sunday school. I say many years ago, but I don't want to say like ages. We haven't done it for a while, let's put it that way. So I'm going to hand over to Helen now, who's going to come up and lead us in a couple of songs.
I remember when, probably about 50 years ago in Sunday school, there was a little boy, and you would never forget him, this little boy. He was a darling, but he was wonderful, this little boy. Anyway, they stay for so long, but so many seeds have been planted in the Sunday school. Hundreds must have been planted, and that's what God asks us to do, to plant the seed. And I've never forgot this little boy. But after a few years, you know, we sort of didn't come anymore. And then one day, the house was for sale next door to us. And guess who moved in? This little boy, who is now in his 50s, became my next door neighbour. And it was wonderful. And I said to him, "Stephen, you didn't ever think you'd be living next to your Sunday school teacher, did you?" And but since that time, we've had conversations about the church. Over the fence last year, didn't we? We had a really good conversation. He was asking how the church was going. He says, "Helena might come one day." So we're keeping praying that Stephen might come back one day. That seed's been sown. So we're going to sing one we haven't sung for a while. You might know it from a while ago. We'll sing it through twice because then we're going to do it a two-part round. So let's just make sure we know it. We'll sing it through twice. I was once in darkness. Let's stand up to do this one, shall we? You just half know it, and by the end of this one, you'll know it. Not too fast, eh? So if you're this side, just watch Bianca, don't look at the others, whatever you do. If you're this side, look at me, don't look at the others. We'll sing it through like both sides twice, but coming close. So Bianca, this side is starting. Not too fast.
I was once in darkness, now my eyes can see. I was lost, but Jesus sought and found me. Oh, what love he offers, oh, what peace he gives. I will sing forevermore, he lives. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, all your children is good.
Instruments out. This one's from one of the Psalms. I can't remember offhand which one it is. Praise him on the trumpet. So if you're all willing to take part, you've all got different things. Well, it's all about the tambourine and the string instruments and the cymbals, and we can't do this without any noise, can we? So let's make a joyful noise to the Lord. Right, let's stand for this one. We need a bit of power behind this one, I think. So let's stand. It's easy to catch on to. You'll be all right. Worship occasionally for us, and their name was Derek and Pauline Simpson. They've both gone to be with the Lord now, but they taught us this one. It's called Step by Step, and it's a nice tune. There's a bit for you to do in the middle that we need to learn first, but I think I like this one because it's called Step by Step, and my walk with Jesus is step by step. I think that's what we need to do. Sometimes we run ahead, and I sometimes try to, or lag behind, but we need to keep in step with Jesus, and this song is all about that. And he tells us things I need to remember not to worry. And this song tells us about don't worry because, you know, God knows the way. It's in his hands. And he says he'll never leave us. So we're just going to do, the chorus is easy because it's quite repetitive. But I just want to go, Helen, could you get the verse up, please? No. And you see where it says, ooh, at the bottom. Well, you sing that, and there's no music for that bit, so you need to make sure you sing that bit. So let's just, otherwise it'll just be a gap. So you'll get the idea. Let's just do the verb. If you give us a note, then we'll find it harder. I know, it's hard, isn't it?
I can't start
with
the chorus.
Okay. Jesus is a living way. Instruments if you want, it's up to you. Okay.
We'll now take up our offering. I'm out of breath. We'll now take up the offering. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for this offering. Lord, use this offering and all that we have for the work in this church and the community for your glory. Amen.
So as it is youth celebration this morning, I thought it would be nice to, because we don't have many young people in the church at the moment, I thought it'd be nice to reflect upon some, I like to call them good times that we've had over the years as a church and as a youth. So I've put a little video of photos together that we're gonna that I'm just gonna let play through. Some of you might recognise or be able to tell what they're from, but all these photos are from different events or things that we've done over the years as a youth and as a church. So as I say, because of it being youth celebration, I wanted to take this time to sort of reflect on those by watching the video and seeing the photos and sort of, I guess in a sense, reflect and celebrate those joyous times that we've been able to have in the years. And this will be followed by another hymn or song, which is going to be played by a video called Let Everything That Has Breath. Recognise a few familiar faces, past and present, in those photos. I forgot that I'd actually put a Bible verse in before, or the Bible reading in before the song. So I'm just going to do the Bible reading now. And it's from Psalm 150. Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens, and praise him for the acts of power, praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with the timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I think that was very apt, actually, with the song that Helen's just led us in. So thank you, Helen, for leading us in those songs as well.
Right. Oh, dear. Yeah, it's always the same. Yeah. It's always the same, isn't it, when I come up here? If you've grown up in the church, do you recall your Sunday school teacher? The stories, the fun you had, the games you played. The stories you heard are probably familiar to you, particularly those in Genesis, creation, Noah and the flood, you know, the ones we've got there. These stories are not fiction, they're history. The people in the stories are real. Real people, real people, real places, real events. There are lots and lots of stories in the Bible. Some we talked about earlier, the big story books. But the Bible isn't just a collection of stories. The Bible tells us one big story, from creation to new creation. Creation, the fall, Israel, Jesus, the church, and new creation. We're part of that story. Stories help us to see God's character, his qualities, and how he deals with his people. Often at the end of our Sunday school sessions, we have an informal quiz. And even over lockdown, we had quizzes. So we thought we'd have a bit of fun this morning and see whether you know the answers to these questions. So, as an incentive, my assistant has Haribo. Okay, so we'll do them one by one. Are we going to look for the first hand up?
Yeah.
First hand up, then. We'll get a go at the... Because if you all shout out, there aren't enough Haribo around. So, yeah, we'll look for the first hand up, OK? So you're going to have to look for the first hand up, Bianca. OK, question one. What did God create on the third day? I can see you all know your Bible. What did God create on the third day? We've done one and two for you, so what did he create on the third day?
Oh, Helen.
And land. Yeah, yeah. Well done, well done, well done. Okay, Bible verses up there, so when you go home, there's your homework, okay? Okay. Well done, Helen. Number two. How many times did Daniel pray each day? Avril. Three. Well done. Three times. We sing a song about that, don't we, Helen? Okay, question three. I need both birds. What bird did Noah send out of the ark to see if the flood waters had receded? Jackie. Sorry. Dove and Raven. Yeah, well done. Well done. Number four, and spot my deliberate mistake in the PowerPoint. I can't spell. And I did check this. So, who turned into a pillar of salt? Yeah, yeah, they were first. Yeah, yeah. Can I just say, if you're putting your hand up, put it up with conviction, please. Okay, number five. You've got to be really good at this one. Helen had quite a difficult one. Oh, yeah. Okay, name the fruits of the Spirit. There's a hand up. There's nine. I'm going to say, well, yeah. Anybody else like to add any to that? Oh, well done, Jeff. Well done, Jeff. Give that man a bag of sweets. Okay. Number 6. What did John the Baptist eat in the desert? Diane, I think it's Diane. Honey and locusts. Yeah, honey and locusts. Okay. Number 7. After Jesus was arrested, who denied knowing him 3 times? Yeah. How many times? Peter. Yeah, Peter. Number 8. How many plagues of Egypt were there? No. More than that. 10. I didn't see who did it, but... Okay. Okay, if you put your hands up, don't shout the answer out until we know you first, otherwise you won't get a bag of sweets. Yeah. Right. Number 9. If you were listening when Byrne was here, you will know this answer. In A Story of Esther, who did not kneel before Haman? Does anybody know? Catherine? Mordecai. Well done. For this next question, you'll get an extra bag of sweets if you can tell me. Yeah, bonus point for how many books are in Testament and the New Testament. So how many books are in the Bible? Bonus point for how many in the Old and how many in the New?
Hands up, please.
Hands up. Thank you. Oh, no. Put your hands down. I'll see who goes up the quickest again because I wasn't watching. Right, okay. Question again, looking for the fastest hand up. How many books are in the Bible?
That was Jeff. Can you tell us how many are in the Old and how many are in the New?
There's 27 in the New, so that makes...
Okay. 39 in the Old. Yeah, well done. So that's the end of my quiz. And... in Sunday school, we can either have teams or things. It's not who wins and who doesn't. It's really just to check in that they know and also that they're deepening their relationship with God. That's the end of the quiz. You'll be pleased to know. Thank you very much for joining in. This is just an update, really, but it's a big thank you. If you were here at our Christingle service back in December, you'll know that we had a collection. We had a collection for the Lily May Foundation. And we just wanted to let you know that we received a thank you from the Lily May Foundation for the donation. And our donation, they've said, will help them to continue to provide support to bereaved parents and families and information and support to midwives and other healthcare professionals, alongside the other things that they offer. So a big thank you from them. If you want to know more about their work, then you can go to the website. But they were very, very pleased with the donation we made, and thank you. Well, you're right there. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. I'll take that on board. Yeah, because we were able to donate online. Technology these days.
That's the cash fund, Facebook. Yeah. And then obviously we were aware that there was extra donation online.
Yeah.
As well.
So they were really grateful for the donations that we made. Okay. So I'd now like to introduce our last hymn, It's Wonderful Love. We've only got two verses. Everybody's breathing a sigh of relief here. It's a lovely, lovely hymn. And it's the hymn that we sing at the end of all youth celebrations. So please take a look at the, you might think it's a different tune. Follow where it says ladies and men. It will all become clear. And whoever's been here a long time will be leading it. Yes, sing loud, sing loud. Okay, thank you.
Well, I guess the last thing to do then is thank you all for coming along. I hope you enjoyed today's youth celebration service. And thank you for being so willing to join in with all the instruments and ribbons. That was absolutely amazing. Probably my highlight from this morning. So may the Lord bless you and keep you all this morning as you either stay and join us for coffee, tea and biscuits, or as you go out this afternoon, doing whatever you do. May the Lord bless you all. Amen.
I just want to thank all of you for a wonderful service. but it reminded me so much about her. thank you for this morning. And it reminded me so much of about over 50 years ago, and Helen as well. And my son, who was 14 and 15 then, he came to this church, and I didn't know anything about Jesus and you know, anything about what God had done. I just was going along in my life very happily. And he kept on saying, Neil is his name, he kept on saying, Mother, you got to come to church. And eventually, I melted, and I came to church. And Mr. Lee, your father was pastor then, and I just loved coming, not because I understood what he said, but I loved singing. And I went home singing, and I came back the next Sunday wanting to sing more. Well, my life changed, and I had to move. And over the years, I went to church elsewhere. But through tragic circumstances, over a year ago, my old church had to fold, and I came back here because God said to me, go back where you came from. So that's why I'm here, because of what happened in the youth group over 50 years ago. And thank you, Lord, and thank you, all of you.